He was described as lean and wiry, with sandy brown hair and clear blue eyes. He was charismatic and enjoyed a joke. He liked to gamble, but ignored tobacco and rarely drank whiskey. He loved to sing and dance, and his abilities came from his mother. He spoke fluent Spanish and charmed young ladies on the dance floor in two languages. He could read and write, and he preferred moccasins to boots and a sombrero to a cowboy hat. He never knew his father, and even his name has been debated. But one thing that is known, in 1877, Henry McCarty, also called Henry Antrim, otherwise known as the Kid, was around 17 years old. That summer, he killed his first man. It was a hot August evening in the town of Bonita. The speck of a settlement sat outside Fort Grant, a small military outpost about 60 miles from Tucson in southern Arizona Territory. On this night, the blacksmith from Fort Grant, an Irishman named Frank Cahill, was playing cards at George Atkins' Cantina. And, as always, he was talking. Cahill earned the nickname Windy because he told stories nonstop, stringing them together one after another. At his table sat Henry Antrim, whom everyone called Kid Antrim. He was no more than 17 years old, and his baby face and slender frame made him look younger. The Kid had endured torments from the loudmouth Windy Cahill on several occasions. The blustery Irishman liked to knock the Kid around and tussle his hair and make fun of him at every opportunity. But on this night, the Kid reached his breaking point. As they sat at the table, Windy Cahill continued his loud talk, and the situation grew heated as the blacksmith and the Kid traded insults. Cahill called the Kid a pimp. The Kid called Cahill a son of a bitch. Cahill dove at the Kid. They crashed to the floor and wrestled all the way outside and into the dusty street. Cahill pinned the Kid to the ground, but the Kid wrenched an arm free and grabbed the .45 caliber pistol that was stuffed into his pants. The Kid jammed the gun into Cahill's side and pulled the trigger. A slug tore through the Irishman's abdomen. As Windy Cahill collapsed into the dust, the Kid realized the severity of his actions. He leapt to his feet and ran down the street. He jumped onto a horse that wasn't his and galloped out of Bonita. He didn't stop riding until he was all the way out of Arizona Territory. The Kid had committed other crimes in the last 3 years, but none as serious as murder. If Cahill died, and gutshot men almost always did, then the 17-year-old drifter would be a murderer, and that label stuck with a person forever. Cahill lingered for several agonizing hours, during which he dictated his last will and testament. In it, he said he was born in Galway, Ireland, and died in Arizona Territory, killed by a young man called Henry Antrim. After Cahill succumbed to his wound, a coroner's jury of 6 men declared that the death of Frank Cahill was criminal and unjustifiable, and they found a single young man guilty of the act. Henry Antrim, alias Kid. Henry never set foot in Arizona again, and by the time he resurfaced in New Mexico, he had adopted a new name, but the alias stayed with him. Now he called himself William H. Bonney, which was eventually shortened to Billy the Kid. From Black Barrel Media, our new season of Infamous America begins in 1 week, and it's the story of the most notorious outlaw in the history of the American West, Billy the Kid. I'm your host, Chris Wimmer, and leave your expectations at the door with this one. Whatever you thought you knew about the story, think again. This is the journey of a skinny young man from nowhere who unexpectedly becomes a central player in the event known as the Lincoln County War. And whether you're a long-time listener or new to the show, I have a request. We want to hear from you. Please visit our social media channels and fill out a quick survey about the show. We're Black Barrel Media on Facebook and Instagram, and B Barrel Media on Twitter. Thanks in advance for your help, and we'll see you next week for Chapter 1 of Billy the Kid.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.